Welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. Join us in our campaign and shenanigans as we explore the subterranean labyrinths, plunder hordes of treasure, battle legendary monsters. This podcast will be following our gaming group and the adventures of these characters, as well as a few guests from time to time. Join us as we start a new campaign and our journey to experience the best, and maybe the worst, in the 5th edition of Dungeons & Dragons.
Hi, this is Kelly, a.k.a. Trixie from Ragnarok and Roll, a sign to Ragnarok's story, and Tilda Wimblewick from D&D Journey of the 5th Edition. First off, I would just like to say thank you to everyone for listening to our varied adventures, as well as for rating us on iTunes and RPGpodcast.com. If you haven't rated us yet, we would greatly appreciate it if you could. And if you're looking for more ways to support our efforts, we are now on Patreon, a great site where you can help us continue making more podcasts, as well as some special surprises for our patrons. If you can, please look us up at www.patreon.com/cppn. Every little bit helps. And again, thank you for listening.
All right. So welcome to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, our first session of Princes of the Apocalypse.
Ooh. Pages of the Apocalypse. We're only level one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Squires.
No, pages earlier this
morning. Is it like a bad 70s hair metal band?
I have no right.
Yeah, but pages aren't adjusted. Squires.
I have inside
squires.
Me blood on kings. Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
So we're going to go around the table and everybody introduce your character.
Yeah, thank you. It's very cool.
Yeah, we don't want to die.
I'm all about the let's not freeze to death.
Thank you.
Not dying is no good. Dying. But if we do die, there's a death sticker.
You say that. Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Well, she'll stab our foreheads.
She's going to stab people with it, and then you die.
In real life.
So we're going to go ahead and go around the table. Go ahead and give me your name, your class and theme.
And the name of your magic label.
Theme?
Yeah.
Background.
Like for you, it's Outlander.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Yeah, and what faction you belong to, if any? Do you want to keep your mission secret, or do you want to tell everyone?
My mission secret.
Okay. And give me your best skills, your best top two skills.
That you want to have opportunities.
So that way I can go ahead and make sure that those come up, and you can do your awesome stuff and awesome situations. And if you're a local to the town of... Red Larch.
The Larch! For Monty Python fans. Larch!
I don't know what that means, but I'm going
to
laugh.
It's Monty Python.
So Larch!
It's not funny.
So
it
if
is
you're,
funny.
If you're a local to Red Larch.
Wait, can I say one word and have people laugh? Pencil.
No,
mechanical.
Mechanical is more funny.
I get what you did there.
But it's not
because you only said
don't
one word.
Don't be snide.
Okay, so let's go ahead and start with Kelly.
Hi, I'm Kelly. I will be playing Sister Solace, the cleric tiefling. I am a tiefling of the god Pelor. I will bring you the light of Pelor. I am actually not local to this wonderful town. I am traveling, and it is my destiny to... I'm going to take out the Earth Prophet Marlos, dangerous villain who must be stopped, as well as spread the light of color everywhere I go. Oh, and my top... My top skills are wisdom and...
There's another skill.
Oh.
Yeah, you're like...
The things on the left are called abilities, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Abilities. Attributes and skills.
Medicine and insight.
Yay, healer.
Okay, and what's your character's theme?
Background.
Acolyte?
I am an acolyte, yes. I do not wish to share with you yet my sad stories. I bring only light.
She was born a poor black child.
So, Carrie, go for it.
Alrighty. I am Talon. I am of the Hidden Forest Tribe. I am an Outlander. I am not local to Red Larch. I am a half-elf ranger, and And that's Talon spelled T-A-L-L-Y-N. my highest skills are athletics and stealth. What else did I need to say?
Are you affiliated with
Carrie? Oh, yes, I am affiliated with the Emerald Enclave.
So
yes,
Carrie?
I am affiliated with the Order of the Gauntlet.
I want to get the names right. Carrie is...
I am Talon. T-A-L-L-Y-N.
And Carrie? Sorry, Kelly?
Sister Solace. You may call me Solace if you prefer.
Like son, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Solace. I bring solace wherever I go.
Yeah, I like fine, you better.
Stop being sassy. Cut back on the sass.
Peace and love and kindness.
And light.
And light.
And light.
And Xander.
And,
light.
And then we have Xander.
More cock toss toss.
How'd you know? Now, Cassandra's Valerie, the druid sailor, let's use that, extraordinaire. Part of the Emerald Enclave, and best skills are animal handling and perception.
And you're a druid?
Yep.
And what's your background?
Oh, like I said, sailor.
Sailor?
Well, let's use that. Yes, sailor.
Okay, are you a local?
No.
No. And, sorry, what were your best skills?
Perception and animal handling.
Okay, Gary, go for it.
Let's see. I am Silvio De Palmo, a entertainer and a fighter, and my best skills are acrobatics and stealth, and I'm also good at performance. Have a loot.
I play the flute.
Cool, we can bust out some tunes.
We'll have a
I play
band.
Viola.
Oh.
No, I meant my character plays a flute.
Nope.
Oh, so you're playing?
Yes.
Really? Are you
wow,
an Outlander?
That's weird.
Yes.
There are a lot of people who play instruments.
You're an Outlander too?
Yes. So
it's part of the package.
My name is Jazz. I'm playing Kriv, who is not associated with any organization and also does not carry a clan name. This is because he's seeking vengeance for the clan that was burned under the hands of the Fire Cult.
Oh yeah, Jazz is not human, right? Everybody so far
is
human.
I'm a half elf. I'm a tiefling.
Sorry,
Kriv is a dragonborn sorcerer, and he is generally good-natured, but he is not about to take anyone's shit. His best skills are persuasion and either arcana or survival.
Tell him not good-natured very much.
Okay, so yeah, to answer Gary's question, we've got a tiefling cleric, a half-elf ranger, a human druid, and a human fighter.
And I
am a dragonborn sorcerer.
Yeah.
I'm actually the red-skinned. I'm not look. I don't look.
She looks like a devil.
I look like a devil, but I'm really an angel.
With golden eyes. Glowing
golden
eyes.
Yes, with golden glowing eyes.
And which path for your sorcerer were you taking, by the way? The dragon one? Or
yes.
The... Okay.
Draconic origin.
And awesome. Last but not least.
And
oh, yes. I'm playing Leona Otuck. And she is a dwarf monk.
What was your first name again?
Leona.
Leona.
Leona. Leona. Otuck. Dwarf. A hill dwarf. You know, in the green emerald hills. And she is, I don't remember all the things I'm supposed to tell you now.
Your background?
My background. She's a brewer and of some renown and an alchemist on the side, but really she's all about the beer.
No, that mixes those two up. That's a problem.
Wait, this was this
that
great
was not beer.
Beer. This was the brew, right?
Yes.
Well, he did turn into a frog.
It was the brew that was true. The chalice with the palace
well,
is the brew
the good
that is
news
true.
Is he's now made out of gold.
And she's quite the cook. She likes to entertain her friends, especially for Friday night sing songs. And she is wandering the world right now after fleeing the Scarlet Moon fire cultists, whom she would actually like to kill dead in the face completely. And, you know, maybe, you know, destroy their eternal flame at their temple. She tried before. The exploding beer did not work as she hoped. So, and her best skills are acrobatics.
And blowing stuff up with beer.
Insight. And
You mean
a close third is persuasion. And I would say that, yes, blowing stuff up with beer is probably a special skill that does not fall anywhere on the character sheet.
Medicine.
Medicine.
No, performance.
Yes, probably.
Or you could even go so far as to say
your character reminds
Arcana.
Me of
that would probably be that.
That would be some explosion.
The Why gnome with that has the tea alchemy and
from the formal
gamers.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
That's what it reminds me of. Mm-hmm.
So those of you
you're so clever.
Those of you who have factions, read the last sheet on your factions, because you're actually in Red Larch for a reason.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I'm not local to Red Larch. I'm wandering the world.
Okay, so we have no locals.
I'm somewhat local in that I used to trade with Red Larch.
Okay.
I wrote we were at Red Larch. I wrote that down. I like to write stuff down. I like to write stuff down and use the VI editor.
Well, the last five paragraphs or...
Let me see the
goals.
Paper and I'll point.
Or just the goals.
It's cheese, right?
No.
Yes, it's where Sanders pointing.
Yeah, I was right.
Yeah.
Then you read it.
Well, you don't have to read it out loud. Do you want to read it out loud? You can read it out loud.
I don't have to read it out loud.
So I just have to meet this person?
Yep.
It's the first one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, you already have contacts in town to reach out to.
Oh. I'm a member of the guild. I suppose I could always stop by the Brewers Guild. Say hello.
That's actually a really good idea.
Beer is really awesome. Yes, it is.
Do you like blowing stuff up with beer? I love blowing
You're not supposed to blow stuff up with beer.
No,
bust out the
man. Blow your mind with beer.
Oh!
Yes, I got a little crazy with the candle when it came to burning.
Oh, no, I like our map. That's delightful.
Oh, that's really nice. I like
the tea staining.
I was in a hurry last night while burning. Now I just need to go back and burn the edges of the map a little less. Make it more uniform.
Yeah, you have to burn it all a little more.
that is an option, too.
Does Red Larch have an inn?
It does have an inn.
I used my ability to my background. I get free room and board if I perform. So I'm performing that.
I'm not going to use my ability.
So did you guys want to list out what your backgrounds are for your personality traits, your...
No, I think that can come out during roleplay.
Okay, because basically you need to let me know when you hit one of those.
Yes.
That's why I wanted to show you the...
My personality trait is that I'm full of witty aphorisms, and I have a proverb for every occasion.
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
I like that.
I also have a soup ladle of doom.
That's actually one of the proverb's name.
that's your personality trait?
That's your personality trait.
The strangest things that happened in the wild can be recreated... For the sort of advantage they created back then. It's kind of a going to be kind of a Rube Goldberg manufacturer.
Ah!
He respects the wild as it will respect him back, and the clan home is the warmest place, and warmest and best place anywhere, and it's ours to keep it that way.
It's the warmest because it's on fire.
That's your personality trait?
That was the idea.
Four of them.
Okay, so since you guys are basically going to run into each other on a caravan into town, you do notice that, like, especially for some of you who have Nature's Omens, you know that the season is not right. It's drier and hotter than it should be right now. It should be nice and pleasant and moist, but for some reason it's unseasonably hot. So,
I know what this is.
You know what this is?
I've read fantasy books before.
You've read
fantasy
books.
It's not good.
There's bad omens. And as a druid especially, you're like, this is not right. Nature is not happy. Okay, so...
Nature is out of balance.
Since you guys are coming through town in a caravan, how many of you guys think you would be hiring yourselves on as guards? Quick question? Anybody?
Guard to get me from point A to point B.
I'm the cook!
You're cookie on the caravan.
I am the cook.
Okay.
I would offer my services... You know, to them. And plus, the great brother Varric has traveled many times with caravans to give them aid.
Inspiration for you. Okay, so...
I would be a guard.
Himself as a close guard.
He's
not very well ranged.
I'm a more reconnaissance type guard. And because I, you know, believe in the greater good, and so I'd want to help protect people along the way.
Are you hinting that that's your one of your backgrounds?
That's one of my backgrounds.
I
would
inspiration
not,
for you.
I would not be a guard because and I want to be able to go
too.
Where I want when I want. Being a guard just doesn't let you do that, and that's the freedom.
And you're wooing the ladies, I assume. Is lady wooing?
Okay.
Oh, we could discuss lady wooing. We could discuss that for days.
Uh-oh. And nights.
And praying the prayer.
You're a druid now. You don't
druiding
pray
the
prayer.
The druid out of that druid.
Like, you do not strike me as the type to pray. But we can. I can help you with this.
Okay, so go ahead and give
well,
a general description.
I would have joined this caravan knowing that it was going in the right direction.
Yes.
That the signs of importance have led me this way.
Yes.
So we're coming in on it.
Yes.
Could help me with the
so
prime part of the
so just because
part.
You all ran into each other
the
on the caravan,
I could
give a brief description of what you look like, what equipment you're showing, what's a casual observer
okay.
will notice when seeing each of you guys.
Well, I think I'm going to be pretty rather conspicuous, being red-skinned,
tiefling
with horns, tail.
That person
however,
looks like
that's
so
I have,
hot.
I have yellow eyes, and I'm wearing yellow.
I choose
not to wear white, as you know.
It doesn't. It
really matches your eyes.
Yes, it does.
And it's like the color of the sun.
Could
that's
say
right.
It, could say it sets them on fire.
Okay, and I happen to be wearing, of course, the symbol of Pelor openly for all to
which
see his
sun,
light.
Right?
Hopefully
yep,
you made
it
really
with the
big.
Face on it.
Yes. So I have many holy symbols upon my person for all to see.
All of different gods.
No.
Just Pelor. One.
Of just one. The mighty Pelor. And, you know, other than the Vesmus and stuff, and of course I carry a mace
and
a
shield.
And upon the shield is the face of Pelor and his light.
So she's obviously a cleric. Okay, and Carrie.
Well, I'm a half-elf, so I'm actually kind of tall for the elf part, you know, so I'm taller than you would expect for a half-elf. I have chestnut hair. That's long and braided part ways, and with big green eyes. But my features are very elvish, so it's like I got the height from the human side, but the features are very elven.
Do you have pointy ears?
My ears are slightly pointed. Yes. So, and of course, I carry two short swords and my bow. And but I also carry upon my body over my leather armor. I have a cloak that was from a bear that I had killed. It's my trophy.
Mm,
so
cool.
Yeah.
And everybody, you rolled trophies for your characters, right?
No.
No, I just made it up because I saw that I needed
what
a trophy.
What
are you
how do I roll a trophy?
You did roll.
I didn't roll
no,
a trophy.
We
did.
Let me
oh,
see a
no,
player's
I do.
Guide.
It's the little junky thing.
The little junkie.
Okay, dude. Yes, I have.
All right, everyone who wants a random trinket, get a D100 ready. And
a D100?
A D100.
Yes. Have one of those.
But you do have two 10-sided dies.
Yes.
80.
Roll them. Roll once
roll
and roll two numbers.
Percentile dice.
81.
Okay.
No, I'm good.
Okay, so it might not be a bear, folks. Watch, it's going to be something stupid.
Well,
these are trinkets.
I'm an entertainer, so mine is a 64.
81.
Hold on.
I have a chainsaw.
He's getting there.
But he doesn't have any gas.
No one's invented gas yet. No one really knows
I
what this thing is.
I have a musical song.
Actually, my trinket.
Actually,
my trinket is a sphere full of gas. It's just
swirling
gas inside of a
like
sphere.
Like a snow globe.
Yeah, with gas.
It's so
and
pretty.
If it ever falls.
Yeah. To make the children
hey,
laugh.
Hey, it's one of those new environment-friendly light bulbs.
That's how you first
bubble.
Discovered to cast Flame Strike.
Okay, so
you used to have two of them.
Thaumaturgy.
So,
to make the children laugh, I make it glow
oh,
different
yeah, you
colors.
Have you can just make magical things, right?
Yeah, well, I'm a tiefling, so I have thaumaturgy automatically.
Which is cool.
So I make it glow for the children.
That's very
okay.
sweet. I rolled a 28.
So, Carrie, your 28 says you have a dragon's bony talon hanging from a plain leather necklace.
Oh, okay.
So you have a dragon talon hanging from a leather cord around your neck.
That's kind of gross.
So you killed a dragon.
Or she's claiming
or somebody in her.
Or she found it in a tree and
not
it
really
wait. Cool. She is a dentist. And it was
wait, a talon? Why is she a dentist
right.
Working
talon
on talon?
Is not the thing in the mouth. It's the thing on the hand.
I'm yes. A manicurist.
So
she's
Xander,
a manicurist.
81. For an 81, you have a purple handkerchief embroidered with the name of a powerful archmage.
Can I roll that again?
No.
What?
No. These are basically tchotchkes.
I'm throwing it away.
Okay, you can throw it away.
You know, paramour that was, or maybe it's blackmail that you can just be like, yeah, you know that archmage.
Okay, Gary, what is
64.
It? 64. A pyramid of sticky black incense that smells very bad.
He threw that away.
I wrapped it in his handkerchief.
Jazz.
84.
A receipt for deposit at a bank in a far-flung city.
Hey.
So you have a...
first, what is a bank?
The Dwarf Banking Guild, which, by the way, is like the universal banking guild on the continent. You have a deposit receipt for a security box there.
Oh, so you can go and retrieve
eventually,
something.
We may have to go there and find out what's in that box.
That's exciting.
Watch it, something. A single gold coin.
Or another purple hanky.
Only if we're
with
lucky.
A gooey incense.
No,
just,
I rolled an 18.
18. A 1-pound egg with a bright red shell. You have a giant egg.
You gonna cook it?
Right.
No, sit on it.
Oh, no.
Turn into something.
Never.
It'll be our pet.
I assume it's petrified.
Oh, I want it to be a flump.
That's a giant egg.
A giant egg.
It's gonna turn into a flump.
With red shell.
So these
red
are
shell.
Horrible.
What kind of shell? Color red. Is it a crimson? Is it a scarlet?
That would be up to her.
I now know why we left for a life of adventure.
I've got a hanky.
I think I had it set with this gooey incense candle.
It's my pet egg. Rupert.
Rupert?
Rupert.
Can you draw a face?
Not Egbert or Shelbert. Sheldon?
With the Sharpie.
Okay, Xander, describe yourself.
Sheldon?
No, Rupert. Definitely a Rupert. He talks to me.
He talks to Stewie, too. When she's into her cups.
Well, you know, that's the thing about Riona O'Tuck. She does drunken monkey style.
Since I'm also... I've been hunting for the group, too, as I've been doing my reconnaissance.
Okay.
She was talking.
Oh, no, you're fine. There was nothing important.
And Xander has something to say.
I was just going to describe my character.
Okay, go for it.
Cassandra Fowler, he's...
Say your name again, slowly.
Cassandros,
okay.
Larry. Doesn't really care how you pronounce it. Anyway, he's strange where he has, like, a combination of things. He has a wolf pelt, but also the baggy clothing that sailors wear, a very strange wooden, like, druidic scimitar on his side, and also a staff. Very strange.
So you're a sailor that's mugged a druid.
Yeah.
What color?
What do you have?
He became a sailor to pay the bills.
Just the normal black hair. Just normal dude.
Normal dude. That wants to turn into animal soon.
Good. Bear. Turn bear.
Okay. Gary.
Okay, so my guy is normal height. He has that awesome curly brown hair that I've always wanted, but I'm running out of hair as an old person.
Vasily.
And it's oiled. And he's wearing a hat with a feather and flamboyant outfit. So he looks very entertaining. He has a lute.
And his beautiful sword.
Yeah, he has this fancy sword, but he doesn't really show that. He's mostly into the lute.
Is he left-handed?
Yes, I have to kill myself. No, he only has five. He has six fingers there.
No, he only has five fingers. He shares them between two hands.
Griff is...
But I didn't pick that fancy sword.
A relatively young, if you knew how to gauge, dragonborn.
He's missing a talon.
His scales are brass, lined with bronze. He has red eyes, and he stands an intimidating 6'6", despite the fact that he has a zero strength bonus.
You are much taller than the rest of us.
Wow!
He is relatively lanky, even though he weighs 230 or 215.
Riona is a charmingly apple-cheeked.
And she does not have a beard, because that's stupid.
She no, you want to go with a beard that you can hang.
She does not have a beard.
Thank you!
Thank you, yes.
She has, you know, black hair, very fair-skinned, and she's about 4'2". You know, she's pleasantly plump, she's a dwarf, and she likes to cook, and she samples her cooking. She's a young dwarf at a mere 35 years, and she's always pretty jolly, and everyone knows that if they come to her kitchen when she's cooking, she'll probably give you a sample, because generosity is her ideal.
Or hit you with her spatula.
Well, with her ladle of doom.
Sorry.
Well, and then I'm always bringing you those rabbits and pheasants.
I do a very delightful thing with rabbit, and you should see the magic I can create with pheasant in a campfire kitchen, even. Magic.
Okay. Also, carries with him short verses that he weaves into his songs as he plays on his viola. His one of his main bonds is
it's like a big violin.
Mm-hmm. Half the party is just
it's
musical.
Bigger violin, yeah. So a violin's here, a viola's here.
Got to it. Him, though, it would be violin
yeah.
size.
Yeah,
it
yeah.
looks like a fiddle.
It's like he's the world's smallest.
Sorry to interrupt.
Violin.
And so he carries these verses that he weaves into the songs he plays because his clan obviously still needs to be remembered, even though he doesn't care their name.
Aww.
Yeah. So you guys are actually quite of a musical
yeah,
kind of group.
Music
I mean,
bunch.
I would love
the
to
campfires
learn.
Will be
I'd
nice.
I'd love to learn one of those songs.
I do love a good Friday night sing song.
It's dwarven right. karaoke.
So you guys were following the caravan that was going through this area to Red Larch. Some of you have your own reasons for being in Red Larch. Unfortunately for the cook and the guards on your caravan, the caravan master, just before you guys got into town, a catastrophe happened.
Oh, what?
The cook informed him that due to some freakish weather change, the food had all gone bad. The dry goods
there's
had
been a
molded.
Blight? Oh, you mean as soon as...
the food
telling.
That should have lasted with no problem, the roots have all dried up from the heat.
Flushes of our Deadlands game.
That was awesome.
For some reason, the food stores and the vegetables that he was actually taking to market with this caravan had all gone bad. So unfortunately, the caravan master pretty much apologizes to you guys and lets you know he's... Basically, the caravan, he's stuck here because... He was planning on going and making bank, and he's now broke, basically, because you take your chances when you're a trader. And
this
unfortunately,
is a bad omen.
Something.
Well, that is a terrible story. It's a good thing that I do not care.
So this was en route.
This
or...
was en route. This is
so.
We're very
do
hungry.
Do we not have food?
You guys do have food. It's just that his wares
okay.
he was taking to market have gone bad.
Okay.
So he will be making no profit this trip.
That is so tragic.
So at this point, he's kind of like, well, let's just dump the stuff off the cart and head back.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay. So Red Larch is a town on the long road. See this road? It's long. It's a few days' travel from Brightport and a few days' travel from south of Tribor. It's a way stop for caravans coming to and from the cities to the north, and it does have an inn named the Swinging Sword, a tavern called the Helm of High Sun, and many craft people who cater to travelers.
Well,
and yes, by the way, the Swinging Sword, it's an old rusty sword that's got holes poked in. It's literally an old sword that just swings out there, swaying in the wind.
Who owns the bar?
Who owns the bar?
Yeah.
Are you going to the bar?
Yeah.
I will need some sort of employment here, so that's why I will go.
Okay. So... Are you all heading to the bar? Is only one or two
I'm
heading
go to the
Swinging
bar,
Sword?
Well,
I
need a job
to the bar.
Okay.
Tends to be the best
I am
place
looking
for
the bathhouse.
Okay. I assume that's in the bar.
For
the bathhouse. In the
seriously.
Bar.
Seriously. Okay.
I need to go to the All Faith Shrine.
Okay. So shrine, bathhouse, bar.
Wait, wouldn't the bathhouse be owned by the same owner?
No.
Oh,
no.
I did not know that.
It's sort of like in the Old West when you go to the place where they do laundry.
It's a different place.
Then yeah. I'll be there too. I assume.
Well, you can only go one place. So
I meant I won't be at the bar then.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to the bar.
Okay.
going
that
to
we're
bar.
Both heading to
it's
the bar.
The closest thing the humans have to homesteads.
I have no idea what he is talking about most of the time.
Is there a brewer's guild in town?
Not really. There is a brewer, but...
That would require water, and they do not appear to have any.
Is
the river dried up?
No, it's actually, there is a...
Okay. I'm going to not...
Those of
that.
You who may have snuck a look, there is a river not too far,
okay,
but they
so
do
they
have many
water.
Wells here, but that is one of the problems they're having, is the wells are starting to dry up.
Okay, my joke made sense.
Okay. So, who all are going to the bar? Raise your hand.
I suppose I'll go to the bar.
Okay.
Talk to the bar about beer.
Okay.
You're going to see a man about a beer.
You are going to the Helm at High Sun. Right across the long road from the Swinging Sword Inn stands a ramshackle two-story tavern. Rusty metal grills cover the small, dirty windows. The tavern's name is very clearly printed on a large sign with simple letters on both sides of a jutting wood sign. Atop the sign is a rusting, oversized adornment, a warrior's bucket helm with two eye slits. And basically, when you get a closer look at it, you realize it's not really a helmet. It's really a washtub. Made to look like a helmet.
It's a bucket, literally.
It's literally a bucket.
Well, you know what this... You know what this fabulous establishment could need? Needs, obviously, it, just a little traveling entertainment, I think. Mm-hmm. Also, a thorough cleaning, perhaps? And really different management, other than you.
And by the way, just to give you an idea where you guys are... Blip, right there, number 3.
Oh, the shrine is not far from there.
Inside is a large, dimly lit wood-paneled tap room. An open thread wood staircase climbs to the upper floor, which is just as dim and dark, darkly paneled as the tap room. Across from the back of the tap room is a large bar with 3 copper candle lanterns hanging over it and a stair leading down to the cellars. And you notice there's quite a few locals there. They're sitting, they're gossiping, they're just doing the local bar thing where they're just, you know, one guy walks in, barkeep already has his drink at the bar waiting for him. And he's kind of eyeing the dwarf, the dragonborn, and the human as you guys walk in.
Stop me if you've heard this one before.
I'm going to unlimber the really gorgeous loot that I've
dwarf
got.
Walks into
this
a bar.
Like, this is my
take,
job.
Roll d8 so for damage.
Take it, spin it in my hand, and say that shtick. You know, this... is a lovely establishment. What you could need is a draw to draw the patrons in, and people enjoy nothing more than music, you know. I can bust it out. I sound really good. It's like
awesome.
I think bartender is a slightly overweight guy, middle-aged.
20 natural 20.
Holy moly!
Plus 4. So
okay, you see, he reached under the bar, pulls out 3 mugs, and he fills them up and. He just kind of looks at you. He's waving his head to your music. He's liking it.
Okay, so perhaps we can work something out here.
I'm playing backup. I only got 11.
Okay.
He's not with me.
I'll be jamming.
He slides the mugs towards you and says, you keep playing pretty music like that, and I think you've earned yourself a couple free drinks tonight.
Thank you so much. Who are you, sir?
Your music so impressed him that he cannot remember his name.
I did.
I have lost my mind.
I don't even know
you're
the
also
bar.
A very handsome man. Come over here. You can stay for free.
You
can stay in my room.
Why do you do this to every game?
What?
Every game.
There's nothing wrong
He's
with
funny.
That.
He's
the name is Garland.
Garland, it's a pleasure to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet you, and that's some sweet music you played
well,
there.
Well, thank you. What's going on in your town? We came here. It seems awful dry for this sort of season.
For some reason, it's just been unseasonably warm this time of year. Everybody thinks it's just one of those, you know, off years, but we've been hearing issues of, you know, fields drying up. Something's going on around town here.
That's awful, but that would really involve being outside, and I don't like that very much, so...
Well, you might be thirsty, but if you keep playing music like that, I'll keep your lips from getting parched.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Thank you so much. So you can ask me.
As this little drunk halfling comes waddling up and kind of says, I need another. And he's like, oh, just a moment, Stanner. And he pours another half-size cup and slides it over to the halfling.
They're so cute. They're like little people.
They're pocket size.
Party size.
Party size.
Fun size.
Yes.
Yeah, the fun size, like the candy bar.
You're huge. You're like,
yeah.
You're like mm-hmm. filling the top of the...
And he looks at the dragonborn and...
How big is 7 feet? Is it like... Yeah, there is. Isn't
six.
It?
Six.
Oh, it's pretty big.
Yeah. So he's basketball player size.
Yeah.
Basically,
he's only 6 feet
tall. And 3 inches taller than my actual height.
Yeah, that's pretty tall.
He looks over at you and says, what can I get you, dragonborn? Don't see your type here that often.
No, you don't. But I'll not tax the tavern too much if you're going through a dry spell. Whatever you have.
And he basically reaches for a mug, goes to the pours you some really, really, really pale ale. That's probably been watered down a bit.
Why did they not recognize your style? Where did you learn to play?
Oh, well, I'm from almost out of town. In fact, I've seen Garland here once or twice. But it's local. It speaks to the hinterlands out to the northwest.
Did it sound like a human style, or is it something weird?
For what?
His
musical
style.
Oh, what was your musical style?
It's certainly not of human culture.
Yeah,
there's a lot of.
So it's got a huge hint of the old Dragonborn tunes.
Mm-hmm. Like the way the Chinese music is cool, but also a little weird.
Twingy.
Yeah.
Yeah, different scale.
Sexier.
Different
scale.
That's a musical term, but he's also a dragon.
So it works on levels.
He works those overtones a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he doesn't initially say anything to Dwarf because she can't see over the counter.
And then he looks over at the lady dwarf and says, Madam Dwarf, what can I get for you?
Ah, hi, well, I'm quite fond of the beer. I make a bit myself, but it seems that you have the beer rather wrapped up here. How are you doing for a cook? Because, you know, I do some magic things with the most amazing ingredients.
Tell.
Oh,
and he then gets closer to you, and he gets very, very close.
Ooh,
and
he's into the doors.
He pulls out a very dark stout, and he slides his teeth and says, how about you try tasting the sweet, subtle notes of this? And you can just see it's a nice frothy, dark brew.
And it's
got a hint of rye that comes to your nostrils immediately. Ooh. And he's like... see if you can pick out the special ingredients I put in there.
Oh, I'd love to pick out the special ingredients.
Don't drink it. Don't drink it.
And, you know, I'm very fond of a man who knows his way around a brew and a kitchen.
Oh, no. Look
at the sex of that. Roll well.
I pull a cookie out of my cleavage.
That'll be a nice dwarf cookie.
Yep. Here's one of my special biscuits. You might like to give this a try.
Breast biscuits.
She's got a notebook.
Oh, I needed a dog.
Oh,
what skill were you rolling?
Sleight of hand.
She actually pulls her breast out.
Stop using that dice. The cookie broke.
Sleight of hand for my cookie.
No, no. But instead of pulling out the cookie, you pull
the
out
cookie
your bra.
Broke.
So you bring out the cookie and it just crumbles as you're pulling it out of your cleavage.
Oh, that's right. Go get another one. I'm sure there's another one in there.
And he just looks at you and he's kind of amused. He says, isn't that the way the cookie crumbles?
Oh. Why, sometimes it is. You may have to reach in and get your own.
Oh. And
I'm going to go sit at the table in the back.
He proceeds to fill a second mug and slides and says,
I start switching to dueling.
He slides the mug over to you and says, my dear madam, drinks are on me tonight.
That's the only thing.
And he reaches into his belt and leaves a key next to the mug.
You know, you have to have a fine pair of hands on you. I'm sure that we could have some fine conversation about beer later.
I'd
love to hear about your special ingredient in how you infuse that into your fine stout.
The rest of the adventurers have
I'm left. Blushing.
And he just looks at you and says, I'll have no problem showing you all of my operations tonight. After we close, we can have some privacy and I can show you where the real brewing happens.
I look forward to it, sir, and for now I'll bid you adieu and I'll sit over there in the table enjoying this.
Do you know why this tavern
delightful,
is
delightful, foamy concoction in your large mug?
I'm out. No. Okay. Brilliant.
And he is just totally enamored with you. Okay, and
we gotta try and stop talking over each other because I just missed a whole bunch of your epic speech.
It's all right. I'm sure I'll say other sexy things about beer.
It's like a farm.
And just as that's happening at the end, where were you going?
Sister Solace needs to visit the All Faith Shrine to speak with Imdar Revander, a male human priest. The Order of the Gauntlet mentioned him to me.
Okay, on...
It's right here.
Yep, right across the street practically. Just your road companions going to the inn. Mm-hmm. On the west side of the long road, just south of the inn stable yard, stands what looks like a grand stone mansion. Two wide wooden doors painted with symbols of many gods stand open day and night.
I assume Pelor is one of them.
Yes, Pelor is definitely one of them. Pretty much it's all good gods, you notice. There are no evil gods for some reason. There's a few neutral and kind of questionable gods, but...
Got a nice
The All-Faith Shrine is a wayside shrine used by many faiths, but owned by none. You know from your history that priests shuttle out from Brightport in pairs for month-long stays here. Okay, so you go into the temple.
Yes.
Okay, it is immaculately kept in here. So when you go, you see that there's two folks doing their religious ceremonies, filling the incense braziers, and you know they're each doing their whispers and cleaning. And as you walk in, they both immediately turn to you.
The light of Pelor be upon you.
The strength of Cord with you, responds one of the priests.
Oh,
thank you. I am looking for Imdar Revander.
The male human walks up while the female excuses herself. I am Lemura. I must tend to my duties. And she goes back to her duties. And the male looks at you. I am Imdar. How may I help you?
Dear sir, I am here to help you. I was sent by the Order of the Gauntlet.
Ah, excellent. You may speak freely in front of my compatriot. And he basically brings you over to the little prayer benches where you can sit and talk. How may I help you, sister?
I have been sent here. I am to help end the evil of Marlos Ural. I can't say his name.
Okay.
The Gorgon.
I know not of who you speak.
He came to me in a dream. And I was sent this way.
Pelor gave you visions of impending danger?
Oh, very much so. The Marlos is a very dangerous man. And I am here to end his madness and destruction.
I have not heard of anything about this.
He is an earth prophet.
An earth prophet.
Do you know somewhere where the obviously, the earth here is blighted.
I have been serving Red Larch for many decades, and this is one of the worst seasons so far. The elements seem to be angry.
Yes, I think that is definitely the way of it, and I am here to help.
I will help in any way I can, but I don't have any information regarding this.
If
but...
you do, please, please let me know. And if I can spread delight to any of your denizens, please allow me to help out where I can.
He puts a fatherly hand on your shoulder and says, Sister, shall we pray on this more and perhaps the gods will illuminate our path?
Illumination is is what I seek for myself and others.
I will do anything I can to convey any messages to the Order of the Gauntlet.
Excellent.
And I will let you know of anything. You guys begin praying in your various forms of
pray. Out of that pray.
We do not do that.
Okay, so where were you guys?
Heading to the bathhouse.
The ranger and the druid both need a hot bath because, no offense, that is one of those treats when you live on the road. That going to the bathhouse is a really, really good thing. Because if you can get a nice...
We wanted to mention it to you, but...
So, just to give you a heads up, the bathhouse is right next door to the bar, right across from the shrine.
Right next,
it's centrally
so located in downtown.
In wonderful downtown Redlarge, take a bath, share a drink, pray the prey.
Well, if it helps, one of the things that the Dragonborn shared you with his travels is the reason why this town is called Redlarge is because when the town was founded, they cut down a grove of larch trees.
Red larches?
That's not good.
And that's why they called the town after that, the grove of trees.
Aww.
Okay, so when you guys head to Tarnlar's, is the only place to buy quality clothing for 100 miles around. Basically, when you walk up to this bathhouse, you see very, very opulent dresses and gowns. Okay, it's a two-story building at an intersection of the Long Road and the Cairn Road. The signboard is painted with images of well-dressed lords and ladies.
I put no stock in wealth.
One on each side of the board. Ornate scrollwork, iron bars protect the windows. Now, as you notice, that one of the nice things is that it's also a bathhouse. And it's basically got a sign in the back that you can go for a bath. So what do you guys do?
We head to the back to the bathhouse.
Okay.
We are looking for someone. Do we tell each other that we're looking for, or are we just...
We're just both going to a bathhouse.
We're just going to a bathhouse.
Both going to the bathhouse. Quick question. What area does it say on that paper I gave you?
What
is
it? Area?
What do you mean, area?
Look at the description. It should say at the very beginning, like, area something. Or just hand it
area.
To me.
Yeah, hand it to you, because we don't see an area.
Okay. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
See, because mine had an area.
Yeah, yours had an area.
We're arealess.
You're arealist because I'm sending you to the wrong place.
Area 51.
And when you get there, they actually send you to the right place.
Yeah, why would you go to a dress shop? They want a bathhouse.
Yeah, yeah. Because...
First we put you in a dress and then throw you in a tub.
The reason why you got to the wrong place, because the place you're actually looking for is all the way over here. You hadn't gone far enough. But the reason why you're confused in the place is actually Halia's. Halia's Hendaloom. Basically, it's a bathhouse and dress shop.
What?
The dress that had you confused.
Okay.
So many bathhouses and dress shops.
In her large, well-appointed home, half barrels planed with aromatic herbs and flowers flank the entrance. The windows are decorated with flower-filled window boxes. And when you come on inside, a little bell rings at the door. Inside is a tidy room that functions as a dressmaker shop and fitting room, and then there's signs basically for the bathhouse area. There's little stalls where you can go take a nice relaxing bath, Old West style.
Do I see Halia?
You do. She's
Halia.
Actually there, Halia. She's actually working on a dress at the moment, and she looks.
Speak
and
with Halia.
She shoots you a big smile. Hi, I'm Halia. How may I help you? You both look like you need to wash the road off you.
I must speak to you.
You must speak to her, too. Well, yes. I have very personal matters between her, so...
And I, too.
I'm going to do a druid sign. Like, druid language. Anyone?
She doesn't really pick up the druid language.
Does
but
she pick up the druid?
But you know from the background, she was helped by a ranger once, so she is a friend of the Emerald Enclave. She's not a druid herself.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But
Emerald
she's really good at plants.
Would the Emerald Enclave people have some common signs?
They would have a way of signaling, I am Emerald Enclave. Secret handshake.
Let's do the secret handshake.
Okay, so you all know you're together.
Do you guys just now for the first time realize you're both in the Emerald Enclave?
Yes.
And you're like, really? We could have been talking this whole time as friends instead of being, you know, at odds?
Don't have many friends.
Okay.
But I think that then we can agree on.
I'm
we're both Emerald Enclave.
Oh, we're gonna shout it out. Great.
Okay.
I'm Cassandra. So
why
I'm
not?
I'm a friend of the person who helped you. I was told to seek you out, and I believe you're for the same reason.
I was told to seek you out too.
Okay. Well, first she's going to say, you know what? First, let's go ahead and get you ready for a bath, and then we'll go ahead and talk business.
We're praying.
Okay. So she goes, no, we can talk business in a second. If you'd like, I've got some bath water that's still clean. I mean, just go ahead. We can get your clothes washed. Both of you just jump in baths. And I can pick an adjoining room if you guys want to talk while you're bathing, because right now there's no one planning on coming in for the next couple hours. Basically, you stink and you're filthy, and you're walking in with dirt, filthy clothes into her shop. So
I will accept your offer.
Okay. So basically, are you taking the adjoining baths so you can talk as a group or separate baths?
I'm good with anything.
Same here.
You're road-worried travelers. You're not shy.
Yeah, what else?
The human body is a beautiful thing. Okay, so basically...
You're naturalists.
I may look elf-like, but I'm not very charismatic.
So we share something.
Exactly.
So she basically, you know, takes your clothes, and she gets one, calls one of her handmaids from the back, and she's sending your clothes off to be washed, and she's like, been here a while, and there's a bit of gossip going around, but what are you guys here specifically for?
To seek you out.
Yeah, we just heard to seek you out.
Portents and omens have told me that nature is out of balance, and the Emerald Enclave wishes that I speak with you. Surely you have an answer to that question.
Actually, that's true. I mean, as you saw the flowers, I've been having to water them twice as much as normal for this time of year. Something's out of whack.
I don't know anything about, well, much omens, but I can definitely tell that the nature is not right here. And I was simply told to seek you out, which I did.
Well, you know...
Surely you have some information.
There's been some strange things going about. I mean, there's been small traveling towns, so there's lots of rumors of going-ons and such, but I can tell you that there's been some weirdness afoot. I mean, supposedly over at the old rock quarry, there's been talk that people have been seeing some strange fellows in stone masks, like, lurking out there. The quarry master hasn't been able to keep night shifts working because everyone's creeped out and jumping at shadows lately.
So these men cannot continue their work for the good of the town?
Well, I wouldn't call their work the good of the town, because at the stone quarry they send the stone out to different cities and stuff. It's not like it helps the town.
It's just a job.
I see, it's a job.
Yeah. It looks like maybe they're behind it. I don't know, but seems like a job. And
anything more about these stone masks?
I can only tell you what rumors I've heard people gossiping about when they're taking baths, and it's basically that apparently these stone masked folks come out at night. I mean, if you really want to get into it, I can, you know, get you into touch with some folks here in town. I mean, there was supposedly, like, I heard a friend of ours, Minnie, there's like a ghost out in the woods. Her kids supposedly ran into a spirit, but you'd have to go on down to the Mindir's Poultry to talk about that one. I mean, Minnie, you know, her kids are always running about and getting into cantankerous wildness, so I don't know for sure what's going on there, but that's just things that I've heard about.
Stone quarry is what interests me, and if you're a ranger, I think you could help me find out what's there.
I think so too. If men are going missing at night by the stone quarry, folks have gone missing, right?
No, folks haven't gone missing. It's just folks are scared to be out at night because these guys
are running around.
Last I heard, Diane's husband was saying he was doing a double shift at the quarry, and he said there were six figures that just were standing on the edge of the quarry wearing stone masks, and they were just watching. And it kind of unnerved them, and nobody wants to be coming and going from the quarry ever since then, because, you know, you never know what they're up to. But, you know, it's been a pretty quiet town. I mean, for the most part, Jelsea's husband, he's our town constable. She's actually our town butcher, and most of the assistant constables work down at the butcher shop when they're not, you know, taking care of any rough and tumble travelers. You could talk to the constable and see if he knows anything about it. He's usually working at the butcher shop with his wife this time of day. But enough about that. Let me go get you some fresh hot water. And she steps out to get hot water. And that is a good place to wrap it up there.
This is what I'm envisioning your ladle to kind of look like.
Wow.
Oh, yes. The death ladle.
Lip thick wood.
Let's see. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Death ladle.
Death ladle. You know, ladle really thick, doom. You know, but so you can use it as a club.
Real right? Thick but ladly.
Yeah.
Thick but functional, uh-huh. But full of death.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to D&D Journey of the 5th Edition, a member of the Creative Play and Podcast Network. And remember, be careful out there. There be dragons about.